This is my project week initial reflection, and my project week group number is 45, and we will be traveling to Taiwan. So some of the things that I've thought about through the planning process of our project week is I think mainly some things related to learning outcome tree with initiative. So in specifically what activities did I plan. So not only I but as a group, what we planned was in order to make our whole transition very smooth, because for our project week we will be cycling for 40 kilometers, so we really need to get into that mindset and to get to become familiar with whole cycling and to not be tired after only short breaks of cycling. So what we did was we planned on weekly coast cycling trainings on the East Coast. So me and my group always go on these East Coast trips, and we would basically cycle through a specific checkpoint, and we would come back and basically go round about that, not only testing our stamina, but also gives a general feel of what it looks like of traveling in a group as a unit. So the outcome of our planning, I think primarily it, like I said, not only gets us into that mindset, but prepares us for the better and gets us into shape, because if we hadn't done such activities, and if we just right at the start of project week just got into cycling out of nowhere, I think we wouldn't be in a better position. So I would say that we're much more ready for the activity. And some of the difficulties that we faced in executing our plans was mainly that when collaborating with my group members in this specific activity, our biking exercise in the East Coast, we had not a problem, just a shortcoming of one of our members not being able to be proficient with cycling. But basically, by the first day, we taught him to cycle much more better and professionally. So the member had gotten used to cycling, and he was actually able to cycle by the end of the day, which was a good thing. So that was primarily the difficulty we had in mind, because if you're planning a group cycling trip and one of your members isn't in a very ready position to actually to take care of that whole cycling process, it's going to be very hard, because you would be basically leaving this person behind, and there's not much collaboration in that, nor is there the meaning and the essence of Project Week, because we're aiming to do something together collectively towards one common goal. We overcame these challenges mainly through these biking exercises and these weekly exercises to get all of our members up to the mark that we're expecting we will fulfill. And I think that in the same way in other planning and planning activities, not only just for Project Week for now, but in any other activities that I would want to initiate in the future, I would take the practice of actually applying it and then practicing it through practical application is probably one of the best things that you could do, because not only is a good a runoff of what you're actually going to be doing in the actual activity, but is a good indicator of where to start and what to work on. So I think that as of yet, all our planning processes, apart from that, has been going really smooth. We've done all of our check-ins and our flight tickets, and it's been great because all of the members has been able to contribute equally, and general guidance from our supervisor has helped us through, and we've managed to be right on track for now with all the all the planning and the activity for our project week. So far so good. It looks like we're gonna be having a good time.